Listening 4. Starting a family. Although most people do get married these days, there are more and more young people who prefer to stay single, though they live together and raise children together. What probably discourages them from marriage is the fact that it is so easy to get divorced. It didn't used to be like that, because women used to stay and work at home, so if they separated, they would have had quite a problem getting by. Now, women go out to work and earn, so it is not that difficult for them to live and raise children on their own. This financial independence that enables people to stay single, even with children, may be the reason for the unwillingness of many couples to get married. Many people get married as late as 30 or even later. Before that, they prefer to concentrate on their studies and then work and, of course, focus on earning money as the current social system does not offer many possibilities for mothers on maternity leave. Modern mothers are getting older and older. Career seems to be more important to them, so it always comes first. Most people also prefer to have fewer children who they want to be able to provide with all possible luxuries. It is rare to see big families with 4 or more children nowadays. People get divorced much more often than before because it's much easier now. People used to get married in church, and the Catholic Church didn't approve of divorce, and still doesn't. Another difference is the higher standard of living, which enables women to stay on their own and survive once they have got divorced. There is also the strong influence of celebrities, who very often get divorced. So, to be divorced has stopped being a disgrace, and people have started applying this as the easiest solution to their problems with partners. Some childless couples decide to adopt a child from a foster home. It is usually a very difficult and quite problematic thing to do. It takes ages from the time you apply for a child till you really get a child home, and in the meantime, the children grow older and find it more difficult to adapt to a new home. Some children also have special needs. They may be disabled or suffer from some diseases. Anyway, all of them have been at least partly neglected, and so it takes a lot of time and patience to bring them up. The care that usually precedes adoption is called foster care. Some people don't have the necessary patience and courage for adoption, but still want to help children in need, so they provide money to a particular child from a developing country for education, food, etc., though they might never see them personally. Anybody can foster a child like this, even a school class. I think that adoption or foster care is a very demanding thing to do, and I am not sure whether I would have the necessary courage, time, and determination to do it. But who knows? Anything is possible.